VentureCast.
At Baker's, no matter where you order free pickup, you get the same great deals as you get in-store. So you can save when you order during band practice, or at the dog park, or wherever. Start your cart with the Baker's app and save from wherever today. Baker's, fresh for everyone. $35 order minimum. Restrictions may apply. Subject to availability.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save a dollar each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Social Psychic Radio Show, featuring Jason Zook. In uncertain times, we must change our focus and priorities. This show will highlight social justice issues with the goal of expanding minds and increasing unity, love, and mutual respect for ourselves and our planet. We support the Black Lives Matter movement. Our show aspires to promote social spirituality, which simply means that by coming together, we can solve any of our problems, including the goal of bringing an end to all forms of hate, discrimination, bias, or oppression. We must protect our environment, reform our criminal justice system, and protect every citizen from police brutality. When we come together, it becomes possible to bridge the gaps that plague our society and divide us from within. We the people means everyone.
Hello and welcome to the Social Psychic Radio Show. This is Jason Zook. It's so exciting to be able to do readings tonight. I can't tell you how much I was looking forward to doing this today. Things have been really good recently, aside from dealing with COVID. Everything else is going forward. I feel like this year is going to get better as we proceed into it. I will just say that expect new things coming out. I know I've mentioned this on the show before, but there's a new show that I've created with my best friend Megan Kane. It's called Psychic Visions, and we signed with Electrocast Media. And so that show will be coming out next month, and I'm really excited. It's something that I know is gonna be great. I joke around with Megan and I say that we're gonna get paid to hang out with each other, friends, and do spiritual stuff. Like, you can't ask for more than that. So that's something positive. I also want to let the audience know that I have been trained to become a certified life coach, and that I'll be doing that at some point in the future. So it's just growth in different ways. And I think when you go through times of change, that growth is usually the outcome. So that's where I'm hoping this year takes me. So I appreciate everyone supporting the show. And I'm going to start taking callers now. We're going to start with Yvonne at 562.
Hi,
Yvonne. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Thank you. Doing good. How are you?
Great, great. Where are you calling from?
Long Beach, California.
Oh, awesome. Very cool. And what is your question or concern tonight?
My question is, do you see me moving to a new apartment? I'm looking for a one-bedroom. Do you see me getting that soon? If so, what month?
I get the word yes. As you asked the question, I got an answer, and I get the word yes. And I feel like within the next 30 to 60 days, possibly more within the 30.
Okay.
It depends on you and how proactive you're going to be. If you decide to be really active about it, it would be a shorter time frame. If you procrastinate, and I feel like you procrastinate sometimes, even on important things. I do that too all the time, by the way. You can drag it out a little longer. So you got to not procrastinate and focus on making changes. I do see that as a very strong possibility, and it's all based on your time frame.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you.
I also think, just as an additional for you, that April is going to be a really good month for you coming up, personally and just in general. I don't know if it's because you got a new place by then. You might be socializing more, but you're going to enjoy yourself in April. So keep that in mind as you go forward.
Okay. I can't wait.
The other thing I'll tell you, too, is, like, I know sometimes things can bother you personally inside yourself and you hold things in. I do the same thing. I'll say that if you, like, can learn to manage that a little better, you'll see that as you go through all these changes coming up, the positive ones included, you're going to enjoy them more. It's like I'm being told to tell, my spirit guides are saying, like, to try to smell the the tea leaves or try to smell the fragrance of I get like a rose scented fragrance they're trying to express to you. And doing so will help you really in the process that's going to happen this year for you.
Okay. I got a quick question. Can I ask you one more question?
Yeah.
Do you see or know or can you find out if me and Pac are going to be together in the future? His name is Pac, P-A-C.
When I give readings for people when it comes to romance, relationship type stuff, I always say this. There's two things to share. One, free will. Two, if you and Pac work strongly with each other, then you can be together. You know, it takes two to work. And one of the things I'm being told to tell you is that there's a strong possibility that you'll have a very strong relationship with each other going forward. It's just going to take time and understanding. And I feel like there's sometimes you get in your respective corners when there's an argument or something. Instead of de-escalating the argument, sometimes it's like one's in one corner and the other one's in the other corner. You wait for the ding-ding of the bell. But I'm being told going forward, you're going to have different communication strategies. You're going to communicate better with each other. And someone's not going to be as insecure as they were in the past, thinking that, you know, being possessive or worried. I don't see that happening again in the future.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, so we have Tasha, 510.
Hi.
Hi, Tasha. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from, just so our audience can know?
California.
Okay, that's right. Long Beach. What question do you have for me?
You know, how do you see my finances going? So I'm trying to get my finances to connect so I could be able to start getting paid. Do you see when I will start seeing receive the payments?
What I'm getting for your money is that you have to be a little more diligent about following up with the collection of something or getting something, I feel like. Like, don't just leave things to be handled on their own. Be more hands-on for yourself. And I feel like
I'm doing that.
Yeah, I see it paying off for you because I see it like the word I get is like payload. Like, you're going to get what you're wanting, you're waiting for, you're patient with. But you are going to get that. Because I don't see you struggling beyond a three-month period from now and the same issues you've been stuck on for a while.
Right.
Yeah, I don't see you having those issues. You're going to have a breakthrough. Like, either there's something coming in with a lump sum of money that's going to make you happy, or you're going to figure out a way to manage your money in such a way that your finances improve. You're not going to care about money. You know, I hate that feeling, too. When you overspend sometimes or if there's a just – I just see you having good flow with money coming up. By at least the late spring.
Okay. Do you see me moving out of this apartment into another one?
I get a yes to that as well. I do think you have an opportunity. I think it's going to be connected to April. Something about April.
Oh, okay.
I know. I think I told the last caller the same similar thing, but I got April. When I look at your energy
now. Will I be moving by myself into another apartment, like closer to my sister?
I feel like you're going to have someone else that may stay with you, start you off. And then from there, you're going to eventually, if you decide that you don't want to be in like a serious relationship.
Oh, so I'm going to be staying with somebody?
I see someone coming and staying by you temporarily, and then they leave, and then you're living alone. But then I don't see you staying alone, like almost like there's a relationship change status of your.
Oh, well, I'll have my son. Is that my son living with me and then him moving out?
I get something like that. Yeah, there's someone coming in temporarily and then they leave and then you're single, but you're not single for long. I feel like you're going to have a change in your relationship status in the future.
Oh, you said, when is that?
You said
April.
Well, April's when stuff starts for you, but I feel like it's through the course of this year. You're going to have life changes that are very positive.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, so we got Michelle. Hi, Michelle. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
Good. I'm calling from Georgia.
Welcome.
I wanted to ask you about my love life, but I want to meet somebody, and, you know, I want it to be somebody, you know, real, who I could, you know, true love. So I wanted to ask you about that. But I also want to ask you about my new job, too, because I made a big change, and I'm getting agita, you know.
I know that word. You know that? I actually use that word with people I know down here in Florida. It's a New Jersey word or Northeast word, agita. No one outside of that area knows what it is because I don't mean to be on a side point, but that's funny you say the word agita, and that's a word I know very well. Being from New Jersey, we use the same word.
Well, I got it.
Well, here's what I got to tell you. Love life is going to improve for you. I feel like it's something that's more an internal issue for yourself and not necessarily an issue of you having to meet the right person for yourself. I know you're going to meet the right person. I feel like there's something for you to get there. You've got to, like, come out of a shell a little more or approach it differently. And what I mean by that is it might be a mindset change, but I had a guest come on my show last summer. I think it was Beat Shillette, if I'm correct. I hope I quoted that right. A prior guest came on the show, and she basically decided that she would have a deck of cards. After she took a few months of the detox, she used the deck of cards, and that was her gauge to each card that she got rejected, she threw out of the deck, and she figured that within 52 opportunities, hopefully she'll meet somebody. She eventually met her match, and now they celebrate. I probably screwed that up. But anyway, my point to COVID. But you can look at this and approach this any way you want. And one of the ways I'll say to you is, I think you're going to meet someone you have a very strong spiritual connection with, kind of like a soulmate kind of thing, or somebody you can have like a twin flame dynamic with, somebody who can maybe confuse you a little bit, and you may have to deal with that. So I'm feeling like it's going to be a stronger connection than what you've experienced before. And I feel like that's going to be something that brings you out of your shell, but you just have to make sure you don't doubt yourself with any uncertainty. Because I feel like your own self-doubt could cause you to potentially not open up enough to make yourself vulnerable good in a relationship versus if you're, you know, closed off, you know, I self-sabotage all the time. Like you meet somebody and you just felt you're like, nope, not interested, you know, whatever the decisions are. You can have some self-sabotaging going on. So I'm being told to tell you, like, don't limit yourself, you know, like don't be negative about something. Things ultimately you're landing on your feet. So I got an image of you almost like coming out of a plane with a parachute and landing on your feet, which means you go through a tribulation, but you overcome it and you meet the right person and you'll have a good relationship. So part of the baggage from the past, once you shed it, it's just like timing.
Okay.
As to the new job, the changes that you're making right now with your job, career stuff, it's going to be very beneficial for you going forward. So I support the job changes. I think there's good opportunity for you to really grow in your career. And I think I wouldn't be doubtful if you wouldn't actually wind up expanding yourself into other areas. Good example for me was like, I went from being a lawyer to being a psychic to doing this too.
Yeah.
You can grow, you know? And so.
Well, that's why you're such a fast talker. Because you were a lawyer.
I'm from Jersey. Grew up in Jersey originally. So
that's that too.
But I see it being positive for you. It's just overcoming some of those own obstacles we impose on ourselves. I get the word self-sabotage and obstacles that you just have to like to weather.
Yeah.
Know that turbulence on an airplane, it's not going to offset your whole life. Whatever is coming up isn't going to be traumatic for you. I feel like you've been through enough trauma in the past. And you're not having that coming up this year. You got greater stability.
Yeah, yeah. I thought so, too. I thought the agita was just because it's new. It's a big change, you know.
You know what? I'll just be honest with you. Living in the last 2 years can create agita at the drop of a hat. I had a situation a year ago where I ran out of my toilet paper early on, and I had like this like moment of agita would be an understatement. So, yeah. I think that's part of what we're experiencing, but I see positive changes for you coming up.
Oh, good, good.
Especially
right,
in the love life.
So,
keep an open mind about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I will. How do I book a reading if I wanted to book a reading?
Sure, you can use my number. I have 833 Jason Zook. I got that recently to make it easier. It's the UK. And
okay.
Thank you.
Okay,
I appreciate
thanks.
It. Have a good
night. Bye. Thanks.
All right. So we got Dion.
Hi.
Hi, Dion. This is Jason. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm okay. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for supporting the show and calling in on Friday night. What kind of questions you got going on right now?
I'm just so tired of adulting.
I understand.
I get up every day and I go to work and I feel like nothing's making a difference. And when is it going to pay off? Seriously.
Soon.
I'm so tired of it. Really?
You're burnt out. I feel like you've been burnt out and you're exhausted and you just need changes. And I see that happening because I feel like the exhaustion of being just going through negative experiences for so long, like we have, like it just, it can really wear it down. You're going to have more enjoyment and reward through social changes in your life. People are coming in your life that are going to make you enjoy being able to do more things that you haven't done in a while. And I feel like you're going to have opportunities nourishing, you know, nurturing your inner child kind of thing. You know, you can go out to, like, I guess an example would be like going to a theme park or going to the beach and acting like, you're in your college years or something. But I feel like you're going to have opportunities for that over the summer. Into the fall, I feel like you might travel a little bit towards the late fall. That's going to be a trip that you enjoy for pleasure. And I think you're going to have changes in just how you are doing things. You're not going to feel as focused on this part. You're going to feel like you can actually take a break from like reality for a while and enjoy the day for just the day and not worry about all these other things. That's the kind of changes I see coming up for you.
That's good. Yeah, I feel like I just get up, go to work, but it's like, but what about the work? Like, I haven't gotten paid in a while, and I'm like, why am I even showing up for work anymore?
Well, I feel like you might change your job stuff. That's why I also see, because I see social changes for you, and then I also see career opportunities through networking. Like, you'll meet someone, and they'll bring up a different opportunity for you, and you'll find an interest in it, and then you pursue something that you didn't even think you were doing. And that kind of thing is going to happen, like, I think May. You're going to be either at a social gathering or a friend or somebody that's going to bring opportunity to you about something about outside of your box. So it's outside of what you're normally used to. But there's room for growth, and I feel like they pay better. And I feel like you'll have better benefits, and I feel like you'll enjoy the environment. It'll be challenging, but you'll enjoy the value of what you're doing. You have a purpose. You feel like you're, like, involved with a team or something.
Yeah, that's good, because I feel like I'm just like, what am I doing? I get up every day, I go to work, and it's like, this sucks, you know?
Well, and part of that is, for you, self-care, right? I mean that in the term, like, everything sucks right now, and I agree with you. Trying to find the light in the dark, right? Trying to find that little glimpse of enjoyment out of all the negativity that's encircling our lives right now. And I think, you know, little moments like this, talking about it and projecting ahead, you know, seeing just beyond the horizon for you is not that far away. Maybe not far, really, in February. And I see changes coming your way where you're not going to be struggling with the things that you're struggling with right now. The issues that burden you will not be burning you as you're more social. And if you're in a new job situation that's, you know, challenging you but enjoying it, you're getting more money, you're appreciated, you're not feeling stagnant, you're not feeling stuck, you're unstucking yourself, so to speak, unsticking yourself.
That's awesome. Thank you.
That's happening this spring. So, yeah, February might be more of the same right now, but as you get into the later, like into March, I feel like you'll see changes that are going to come your way, starting first socially, where you're going to be interacting with people, and I feel like you're going to be introduced to a different career path for yourself that's expansive. So it might mean that it gives you extra skill sets you learn from, or you're going to meet some great people you work with that you actually, like, you connect well with people when you feel comfortable. And that's the kind of work environment you're going into if you're not in it now.
That sounds good. Can I ask you a quick, because I know you got tons of people because you're an awesome psychic.
Thank you.
Can I ask, you know you are, though. I called your show like one time before with Kelly.
Yes.
Kelly Joe. Yeah.
I love her.
You guys are great together, but your energy is good too. Can I ask you about this guy that I met at yoga? His name is Tim.
Approximate
what?
Age. The only thing I need is just his approximate age. See, like,
I don't, maybe late 30s, early 40s?
I'll just say 38.
38 maybe? Is there anything there? Or? Do you feel romantic or just friendly?
Well, who's
or
shy? Which one are you too shy? I get one person's like closed off and not expressive. Is that him? I feel like not expressing like
sort
what
of.
Kind of you're going to have an opportunity to sit down and talk with each other coming up. It's going to be casual conversation, but I feel like you'll have an indication if you have a connection with each other, and I think there's something there. But I also see that he's been distracted for a while with something going on internally. So that could either be, I don't know if it's family drama or outside drama. Like, you know, people have those type of things that happen, and I feel like that's something he's either distracted by. But I feel like he's a lot you thing for each other. There's something about he in the past or had something that causes him that relationship stress, because I feel like that's what occupies his mind. He's working through stuff still from his past of his. The good news is I feel a breakthrough coming on. There's a coming up in the future, so you do have an opportunity to get closer with each other. You just got to be a little patient with him. He might get a little hot and cold too, but it's not intentional. He's working through his own inner demon, so to speak, and he's going to find some closure with some issues, especially in family drama.
I could see that. I could see that a lot, actually. He shows up at yoga with his brother, and they talk about their family issues in class.
Yeah, there's going to be teeth. There's going to be teeth coming up. His energy shows that. His energy shows, like, being encased in all this mega drama around him, and he's trying to figure out how to – he actually goes to yoga in order to relax. Like, that's his way of unplugging things. But he's talking about it at yoga, so it tells you how much does he really get away from it. But
thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're so funny. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for supporting the show and calling in.
Yes, yes. Okay.
So cool. All right, so we got 919. Hi, 919. Welcome to the show. This is Jason.
Thank you so much for taking the call. My name is Kay, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Kay from Georgia. Welcome. What's your question?
Hi. Well, I had two questions, but I want to ask about career. I have been interviewing, and I'm just wondering, how soon do you see something new coming in? Because the job I'm in is very toxic, and I've learned
there's
quite
drama
a bit.
In the office, or there's something in the company that's negative, and it's not good.
Yes.
For you. Any company,
no.
It's like a job. You're gonna have
pettiness
in the environment. I got calculating pettiness, like female energy that's not to be trusted.
Yeah.
Talks negative about people's backs and complains and tries to make other people look at their own expense.
Yeah, I had a blowout with my manager yesterday, and I then found out that she, I don't know if it was me or whatever, but she ended up being just as nasty with her other staff and hung up on them. So it is, it's really toxic. But I have been interviewing, and I'm just wondering.
You're getting a new job. I see you changing career. Happy, you'll be happy with it. You're changing something, you're making more money with it, and you're not as frustrated.
Oh, yes. Do you see when that's coming? I actually interviewed last Friday for a position that's really great, but I had made some connections for another job that I did not get. I didn't get the job, but
there's
human resources
delay.
Met.
I get the word delay.
I'm sorry.
There's like a delay with their budgeting or delay with them preparing for the position or something. Don't be hung up on that. It's part of the pandemic issue or part of like the times we're living in. But I feel like money frees up. They have liquid assets that free up or something. They liquefy assets or something. There's an opportunity for a new position from a budget that's going to occur. And I feel like that's fiscal second quarter. So probably March or April.
Okay, so I'll be fine until March or April where I am because
– Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. You know, like when you deal with the anxiety of the job, I would say close your eyes, imagine a peaceful place for yourself. If it's a beach, a park, you know, your living room, whatever, and just take three deep breaths. And each time you take that deep breath, you let it out. But I will say with this environment you're dealing with, that'll help. I also recommend get a piece of rose quartz and put it at your – you know, if you're around negative energy, just have a piece of rose quartz nearby. That's like a calming stone. That'll help too.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Great. Wonderful. If, can I ask one small quick question?
Yeah.
I met this person, and she is absolutely wonderful. I did not expect to like her as much as I do, and we're taking it extremely slow. But she is really nice, and tomorrow we're supposed to have our first meeting, our like first date. How do you see this going?
I get a good feeling about it. There's a good feeling about it. Like, there's a connection.
She is so wonderful.
You guys have this special connection with each other. Words don't describe it. You just know it's like a strong connection, and you could be apart but still feel like you're with each other. I get a strong spiritual connection, like you know each other. You might dream about each other, and it may seem awkward, or there may be synchronicities with numbers. You know, you may have somebody in at 3-3-3-2-2-2-10-10-11-11, and that could be twin flame energy. So, you know, embrace it. I think it's a positive. I don't get anything negative about it, and I feel like it's going to be a good connection for both of you. I think she may get scared sometimes because of not understanding the connection. I don't know if that represents the twin flame dynamic where you have a runner and chaser, but there's always a return. If it's a true dynamic, it always returns when divine timing allows. So, but for you, I see it as a strong opportunity for both of you to really, like, enjoy the changes that are happening in your life right now. Because I feel like, you know, once you leave your job environment, you're not going to have that petty energy around you. So it's going to be good.
Yeah. You are so amazing. You are so on point because that is so – I mean, seriously, the lady before was so correct. I have actually called in and listened to the show whether or not I got in the queue or not, and you are always so amazing. But what you just said is so true. There have been times when she and I are talking and I'll start talking and it's so funny. She'll start saying – and we haven't known each other that long. And I had made up my mind that I was not about to try to get in a relationship. I'm not trying to do a relationship.
As soon as
I made up my mind.
Gossipy. I get the word gossipy. I get gossip energy.
Yes.
You know what, though? I feel like you have good insight with your office environment, that you're very, very attuned. So you will never fall prey to that kind of negativity. It's just that this person prays because when they're unhappy in their own personal life because they don't have a lot to look forward to each day, they come into the work environment negative. And that's what you got to sometimes realize is that it's some of that negative residual energy coming from their personal life that they can't separate at the door.
Okay. You know? Okay. That makes sense. Because like I said yesterday, it was just a complete blowout. And then she hung up on the next group. It's like, okay.
I feel like everyone's under pressure right now. And the best thing we could do is de-escalate the pressure, ramp it up. Hanging up on people doesn't help anybody.
She's the director. So, I mean, you're right. But it's like.
It's childish.
It is. I was trying to be nice, but you're right.
That's the best way to be characterized. If when someone acts kind of like that, when they act out of bounds, I make fun because you know what? It's good to make it the element of it, but it also makes that person kind of if they had the understanding, they would realize how silly they act. So
yeah, you're right. So thank you.
You're
going to
be liberated from it. So.
Yes, and I can't wait. Well, I can wait.
And
it's going to
feel like you're liberated from it.
Yes. I'm excited, and I know something's coming really soon, so that is beautiful. Okay. Thank you. I'm not going to hold you up so the next caller can come in, so thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great night. Bye. Wow. Okay. Hi, 443. Welcome to the show.
Hi. My name is Ashley, and I'm from Baltimore. How are you? I am calling because I'd like to know if, within my career, do you foresee me getting an agent or manager this year?
I get yes. I feel like it's going to be a few months from now, though. It's not April. It's likely August. Between April and August, I get the 2 A's. Between April and August, you're going to have some opportunity with a manager or an agent to work with you. And I feel like you're investing now with yourself, and that's going to pay off in the long run. So you're making some inroads, and I feel like you've made some sacrifices, and it's made for the right things for you. It's going to help you.
Okay. Great. I have another question.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
I'm sorry, would you? What'd you say?
I was going to say, when I read your energy, I see you being very creative beyond just the stuff you're doing now. You're going to be doing other opportunities of creating. I just get you as a digital creator or creator of some type. You're going to be like,
yes, I'm an actress.
Okay. Well, there's stuff that's going to tie into that, that's going to expand yourself, not just being an actress. You do something else that, you know, you enjoy doing that is going to help you.
Okay. Perfect. So that looks good. Good. My
yeah.
other question is, I just recently, my husband and I decided to divorce, and I was wondering if that was the right decision.
You know, I get confusion and regret in the mix of the emotions for this. And I feel like there's real growth, opportunity for growth between both of you, that it's kind of like you have to give this opportunity. I get the word opportunity, but you got to, if you really want it to be something that would work, it would require a lot on both your parts. And so that's like the challenge, is getting both to work together. I get that someone else has a lot of regret. I don't know if it's regret or his regret. I see regret in the mix. And I feel like the reason I see an opportunity growth is that I mean, somebody comes to grips with their stuff and rectifies. That's pretty for reconciliation. I can't tell if it's a remarriage or if it's a close friendship that you develop with each other and an understanding of things.
Yes, and that's actually what I've been feeling
clarity.
Like.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Clarity on things. You're going to be getting greater clarity going forward. So keep that in mind, meaning that if you're confused about stuff right now with your feelings or how you're not going to be confused going forward. You're going to gain clarity in the next few months.
And that's really what I've been feeling like it is it's the best decision for right now, because I've been feeling like this call. And I don't know if that has to do with someone else or opportunities that are coming. I had to listen to the voice that just kept telling me that this was the right decision.
You made the right decision. You made the right decision. Don't doubt it. You've made the right decision. It was for the right reasons. And there was a synchronicity while you asked the question and part of the show shows like timing. And it was 22:22 when you were talking about that. So to me, that's a confirmation that you've made the right decision. You're on the right path for yourself. Don't doubt it. You are going to be introduced in a dynamic in the future where you have a much stronger connection with either him or someone else coming in your life in the future. I see you connecting very strongly. And that can mean a reconnection of an old relationship. So, because I feel like the two have a really strong bond. But you made the right decision. And you're making the decisions you're making right now for a reason.
Okay, when do you see that other connection or that stronger connection coming in?
By the summer, you'll see a much different mindset.
Oh, wow.
I wish I could have been a month. I can't think there's something coming up that there's going to be a new dynamic that kind of blows your mind. Somebody's going to come in and blow your mind, and then you're going to have to make a choice between this relationship from the past or the new one. The one thing about the past relationship, you have the familiarity with each other, but you also understand each other's weaknesses. Well, the person comes around stronger, they feel backwards. And they're
so you said that's by the summer.
You have clarity by the summer.
Okay. Sounds good
yeah.
to me.
Warmer
Thank
weather.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Keep me posted. Good luck.
I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. 205. Hi, 205. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jason. I knew it. I was sitting outside, and then I said, well, he's not going to get to me quite yet. I can go into Walmart.
You want me to call back on you in a few minutes, or you're good?
Yes. No, I'm paying for my stuff, so, yeah, I'm about to walk out. So, yeah, would you come back to me?
I'll come back to you. Absolutely. No problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason.
No problem. All right. 561. Hi, 561.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How are
this
you?
This is Stacy. I'm good, thank you. Happy New Year.
Okay. Happy New Year, Stacy.
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, you are. Great. Okay. And what's your question?
Well, could you give me a general? There's a lot going on. I just want some, see what you pick up for me, please.
So what I can tell you is just two things are very positive. They're going to change your outlook on things. I can't tell if it's something you enjoy through a family gathering or if there's going to be a group of people you're socializing with that are going to really lift your spirits, but that's something positive coming up. And I also think you're going to have, you know, when you have opportunities to do stuff that you don't normally get involved in.
Right.
I mean, it's weird, but you went like skydiving, which I would never do because I'm scared of heights, but people find that liberating. I think there's stuff like that you could do that can give you some good experience. So don't be so afraid of doing what you normally do, but being a little outside your comfort zone, that can be positive for you because you're going to meet some people. And I think you're going to be happy about just some changes coming up. You're basically feeling within yourself, which is really positive.
Okay.
And there's also something that that hasn't been as close, and I feel like you're going to get closer with them, or they're coming back around. So that's something that's I don't know if it's a reconciliation or if they were just in their own world for a while, but I also see a returning of a family member getting closer to you guys.
Okay.
And pay attention to your dreams too, because I feel like you have some deceased loved ones that come back. Visitation dreams, I'll call it. They may seem weird. They may not be make sense. They may seem jarbled. You may not remember the details, but understand that that is a visitation dream. And it's usually a reassurance, and it's usually comfort, not, you know, when you're feeling stressed different ways. And I can tell, like, these dreams usually appear when they're trying to comfort you and give you that indication that you're okay. It's like patting you on the back, like, it's okay. That's what I get from the family member that's, like, trying to talk right now. They're, like, talking like that. So it's okay, like, patting you on the back, yeah, like, if you were younger.
Okay. And I have, like, do you see me getting, what about a job, or you see me working for someone or doing my own thing?
You would enjoy more being your own boss, because I feel like you've dealt with some bad bosses in the past that have been petty and negative. I feel like you would be better looking into multiple streams of income for yourself over the time. So you're going to have something where you work for somebody, but then you're going to have a side hustle you do. And over time, that'll grow for you. And I feel like it's a remote kind of job, working from home for yourself, or there's something entrepreneurial that you're involved with. It's empowering, so do it. And I also feel like it's going to have a positive impact. Because for years, things that you can make a positive impact, you feel very empowered yourself.
Okay.
Nice having that opportunity.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. 863. Hi, 863. Welcome to the show. This is Jason.
Hi, Jason. This is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your question tonight?
I kind of have a pattern of waking up at 3 in the morning, and it's, you know, thinking about finances, or, you know, should I, like, try to find a job, or just, you know, all that stuff going through my mind round and round. I have a pretty significant employment gap in my age, and I, you know, have fear about starting over, and can I do it, and would anybody hire me, and, you know, all the woulda, coulda, shoulda thoughts.
I get yes, yes, yes. You're going to find an opportunity for yourself where it's not going to be as challenging as you think right now. And I also think that you're more valuable than you realize with your skill sets and what you can contribute and what you can do. So when you're looking for work, or if you're considering something else, be open-minded to the opportunities, because I feel like there's something you can get involved in that's going to give you a lot of reward for yourself. Like, you enjoy it, and it's going to give you, like, purpose in the mornings, you know, when you get up and you have something to look forward to. That's the kind of thing I see you doing, and I don't see you being as stressed with money in the future. I know it's scary sometimes, but money improves in the future, and I think it's connected to working another job and not being stressed about the job you work. It's going to be something you do that fits within your skill set, your life experience, because those are big. Don't ever discredit that in any way. And you're going to offer wisdom to people through what you're going to be doing. So I can't tell the exact nature of work, if it's like you giving advice or if it's you recording things down or talking to people. I feel like you'd be on the phone a lot or talking a lot, maybe have a mouthpiece, interacting a lot with people. Do you get arthritic issues?
No, not too much. I'm doing good for now.
Okay. The reason I say that is pay attention if you feel some tightness and some – I feel like that's something that you're going to have – you're gonna struggle with it. It's just something to pay attention to because you'll be able to get it rectified pretty easily through your doctor.
Oh, nice.
It's not anything to be worried or stressed about. It's just from you paying attention. It's like, you know, at 60,000 miles, you rotate the tires on the car. Well,
yes.
It's like you feel like adjusted. I guess you're adjusted with medicine or something that's going to help you.
Yes. Yeah, that I'll definitely keep an eye on that. So, I'm sorry?
You need to be more flexible with yourself, too. Stretching or doing something where you can stretch better for your muscles.
Yes, definitely. I need to get moving in general.
It's just going to help you feel better about yourself, and you're not going to feel like, you know, stressed or overwhelmed about things personally. You're going to feel like more like your real self, you know? Some days you have good days, some days you don't. You got more good days ahead.
Yes. You know, I was wondering, do you see like a life partner for me at some point?
Yes. I get quick answers sometimes. Yes, I do.
Yes. Oh, yay.
It's going to start off as a friendship into companionship, but definitely be that close connection. And it's going to feel like you're both adults. You're not having drama. You're not having to worry about insecurities of the partner. There's none of that.
Oh, wow.
It's you might do something with hobbies and meet each other through a mutual hobby of some sort. Some activity that you both are passionate about, you meet at.
Yay. Well, I'm glad. Well, thank you so much. It's been a wonderful night of all these really amazing readings. So thank you so much for taking my call. It's wonderful to get to talk to you. So thank you.
It's so much exciting for me as well, to be honest with you, because I get positive endorphins when I give readings. It's interesting. But I'll say this to you.
Well, you're making
a
lot of people really happy.
I'm really happy too. Thank you. I'll say this to you're going to have greater things coming up once you realize in your own mind not to limit what you think you can do. Like while you're asking your question, I feel like you limit yourself in your mindset and don't do that. Like the sky's a horizon. It's infinity, right? For all of us. And regardless of our age, I'm 46. I'm on page 46 of my book. Doesn't matter where I am at what. I don't feel older. I feel younger sometimes in my mindset. I feel like I'm in my mid-20s. But that's my energy. I have a high energy level. So for you, I feel like you could have a higher energy level for yourself when you start realizing that's just a page in your book and that you could actually be very active and very involved, but enjoy it and do it in a way where it balances your life. You know, you're not going to feel like you're stuck inside or feel like reminiscent of the past. You're going to be living now. That's what I see. I see more activity for you. Social activity.
That's awesome.
And that leads into, as I said, companionship into a relationship connection.
Well, that sounds wonderful, and that's, yes.
You have a mom figure on the other side that's, like, trying to tell me to cheer you up or just to give you reassurance. I feel like it could be an aunt or a mother, like an older woman.
Yeah, my grandmother's on the other side, and she was like a mother to me. So, definitely.
She's just telling me that she's reassuring you, and she wants you to believe that that's her reassuring. Because she does. She'll appear in dreams or reassure
that's
you.
Awesome.
So pay attention.
I just have recently thought about her, too. So it's interesting that, you know, she stepped forward. So that's awesome. Thank you for that.
She wants you to know that. And also, something about flowers. If you want to get yourself flowers sometimes, she likes flowers or something. But
awesome. Well, thank you. That was a special bonus. So thank you very much.
Hey,
that was awesome.
Thank you. All right. Have a good night.
Take care. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. All right. We're going back to 205. Hi, 205.
Hi, Jason. Thank you so much. Yeah.
What's your name again?
I'm sorry.
What's your name again? I just want to make sure I have your name down here.
Yes, I'm sorry. My name is Patricia. And
the mom's name, Patricia.
Thank you. Yes, she's a beautiful woman. I already know it. I thought, yeah, I can run in here right quick. Jason is, you know, he's doing his thing. And I know Mary Jo is not on there, but still, he does his thing. So I can get in there and get this loaf of bread and get out before he calls on me.
That's totally fine.
But thank you for taking my call. I wanted to, my question, and I guess I do have two questions. I'm hoping I could, you know, ask real fast. The first question is about an ex. His name is Reginald. And he's an
What's his name? You said
from, his name is Reginald.
Reginald, okay.
And he's been an ex for about 4 years. And he would
have karmic energy. Karmic. You guys have karmic energy. And
okay,
there's tumultuous energy there, too. Who's hot and cold? Is he hot and cold towards you, or is that your dynamic? I just feel like there's hot and cold intervals.
Yeah, he showed up on at my home and left a note, you know, just talking about needing to see me. And
yeah, he's gone through soul searching. I feel like he's overcome some negative stuff in his life, and I feel like he wants to make amends with things from the past that he has regret with.
What? I didn't like that he showed up, and I told him I didn't want nothing to do with him. I didn't want to hear nothing from him. I mean, it was just like, no, you just don't show up on my property, you know. I just want to know, I kind of, gave him some choice words, and then told him that if he did it again, I was going to call a law on him. I want to know, do you see him finally getting the message?
I feel like he is going to get the message. I don't see him sticking around. I don't see him burning you beyond, you know, another time or so or a conversation or attempt to reach out to you. I feel it might be digital, maybe through email.
Through text? He's done it. This is how he reaches out. He reaches out.
Yeah, I get it. I see you reading it, so I don't see you communicating through mouth. So he's going to write you something, and then I feel like it's going to be like if you leave it alone, it'll stay there. And continue on the path you're on right now.
That's what I've been doing, though, Jason. I would not respond, and what happened is I would just block them and all of this through all these extra blocks on my phone. But I had to purchase another phone, and that's how I know that he. That's the only way I was able to figure out that oh my God, he's still texting me because here's a text from him, and so because I have not been responding. In the little note that he left, that's the reason why he showed up at my home to leave this note. It's like, oh, my God, I've been texting and texting you. You don't respond, and all I wanted was this, you know. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, what are you doing? You're crazy. You can't just show up, you know. So I was just hoping since I threatened with the law that he would just finally get it and go away.
A meeting of some sort or some type of communication coming from, I know he's going to reach out to you again, but I feel like you're going to respond in writing to him, more official than a text message. And then that will, I think, create, you got to make it a resounding kind of thing and set parameters. That's what I get. If you set parameters with yourself, with him and how you're dealing with him, he will eventually, he moves on. He gets distracted and moves on.
Okay. Okay, well, and the second question is finance. I'm trying to purchase another car. And I just want to see, do you see my finances picking up here in the next couple of months?
3 or 4 months from now, and you are going to get another car eventually because I see you getting another car.
Oh, cool. How soon do you see me getting that car? I really need it.
Well, the reason I see you in another car is I see you kind of whistling the road, and you're listening to your new system, so there's like better sounds coming through the speakers, and you're like just smelling the new, it's a newer car smell, so you're That's what I see. I see you enjoying the new car. You know, when you get a new car, you just want to go drive just to drive. It doesn't matter where you go or who you pick up or what you're doing. That's what you're going to be doing.
Right. Great. Okay.
I feel the cars that you're really enjoying and the electronics in it. So there's something about upgrades and you're enjoying the sound system and you're like bobbing your head in the car, listening to your favorite music. enjoying yourself.
That sounds wonderful. And you don't see really a time frame, do you? I'm as soon as possible. I'm trying to do this. I know I just have to get some things out the way, but do you see that in the next couple
some things
months?
Around. I get if you move some stuff around or figure out something with the process, you got to do it. Get yourself to do it. You can. And don't be worried about like meeting the monthly demands of the payments or whatever. I tell you, you'll make enough. You'll have the finances to pay it and go forward with it. That's not a hindrance you should be worried about. That's what I'm getting.
Okay, cool. Okay, and anything else that I really need?
Give yourself a slight upgrade when you go to make your options. You know, get the electric seats or whatever it is you want to get or whatever. I just get you going upgrades.
Okay. And finally, is it anything that significant that I need to know? Anything you pick up or you see that I, you know what, she really needs to know this.
Well, one thing I'll say, be careful who you trust personal details with is one thing I'll say to you. Because I feel like there might be somebody in a work environment or somebody that you can't trust that you think you can. And it's not like they intentionally want to hurt you. They just have a big mouth. Another thing I'll say is you made the right decisions with Reginald. I don't see any doubts there. But going forward, I see you in a better connecting relationship in your life. So that's also going to make Reginald irrelevant.
Great. Yes.
And that's going to be the ultimate, hey, you know what? I found someone else. There's no interest here anymore. I don't even need to hear you give me a song and dance. We don't need a song and dance, right? I mean, there's no need for it.
Right. And it's been 4 years. You know, that song and dance, you know, along with that, and anything to go with that played out a long time ago. I just
very
don't
true.
Know why he doesn't get it. I don't understand.
Sometimes people, you got me saying, you know, sometimes people got to go through experiences that are not always in their best interest and they repeat mistakes over and over until they finally eventually get it when they realize all the people they left them. And it's a rough lesson to learn. And I think he's gone through that. And I feel like that was part of his wanting to talk or communicate to you.
Okay.
Plus Mercury's in retrograde. People from the past always return when Mercury's in retrograde for whatever reason. It's like you go backwards 3 weeks and then go forward again. That's not really how it works. Energetically, that's what it feels like. Actually, though, I'll say this Mercury retrograde, I didn't notice it because I was in COVID. So I was like, I slept through half of it and whatever's left, it doesn't bother me because I'm just happy I'm not in COVID anymore. So usually Mercury retrograde shifts, I feel very heavily. Like I feel those energy shifts. And I mean, it's been a Mercury retrograde, I'm sure, enough for me. I've just been getting better.
Oh, yeah. But thank you so much, Jason.
Like
all the other callers, you know, you're on point. You and Mary Jo, you guys rock. And so, you know, anytime you're together, it's just more of the same beautiful,
the
you know, messages.
You know how nice it is to have friends that are psychic in your life? You just call them up and you kind of hint that you need some psychic advice and then we give it to each other. So you don't ever have uncertainty.
That's got to be cool. That's got to be cool being able to call your friend up and get a reading, you know.
Thank you so much for supporting the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Good night.
30 minutes to the show, everybody. I'm enjoying this too much, first off, and secondly, it's Friday night, and what else is there to do but read people? So here we go. Hi, 434.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. This is.
Hey, how you doing? My name's
doing?
Khalil. I'm calling from Charlottesville, Virginia. I'm doing pretty good. I was
welcome
wondering. Thank you. I was wondering if I'll be able to take a coach trip to somewhere I really want for like a few nights to stay. That's my first question.
Finances work out where you can, and the time works out where you can do like a 4-day trip.
Okay.
So plan out a 4-day trip for yourself like a month or two from now, within the next 45 days. And you can make it work because there's something you can plan around. And I see you enjoying yourself. You need the break, so it's good to do.
Thanks.
It's like investing in yourself. Yeah. Don't look at it as anything more than enjoying yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
It'll help you.
Because the trip is $75 per deposit, and it's not too much money. So.
Yeah. I see you enjoying yourself with it.
Thank you. Also, I have another question. If you can't answer it, I can respect that and go on to something else. But, like, when I'm, like, later on in the year, if I'm on my, like, later on, like, a few years later, when I'm on my dying bed, will I be having a peaceful way?
Okay, so let me understand. You think when you cross over, you want to know if it's going to be a peaceful transition?
Yeah.
I can tell you from experience of talking to thousands of deceased loved ones over the years, almost 20 years, that death is not something to fear. I'm not advocating killing yourself. I'm saying the death process isn't to be feared. And I'll explain what I mean with this. You know how you're breathing right now? You wouldn't be paying attention to your breaths until I ask you about it, right? So how is death any different than us breathing when we're going through our daily routine? Yeah, occasionally you'll notice your heart rate. Once in a while, you'll notice your breath, but unless I'm bringing it to your attention, you're not paying attention to your breathing because it's a natural process. Just like birth is a natural process. We don't remember how we were born. We were babies. Our parents remember. We don't. So how is death going to be any different? And I'll say that when you over, you transition from one energy level, spiritual level to the next, and it's a very peaceful process. Most people don't even realize they crossed over because it's like falling asleep on the couch while watching TV at night. And if you've experienced that sensation of watching your favorite show on TV or just watching a show on TV and being tired and then passing out, that's what death's like, based on what I picked up from other people on the other side. And you always have a greeter on the other side, a loved one who crossed over before you that orientates you to life after death, which is really a fallacy. It's just a continuation of our life. And this is just a physical shell like the Cadbury egg. When you break open the Cadbury egg, your spiritual energy is what's inside, and we go to that next unrestricted level. But we're still connected to our loved ones here like a Wi-Fi signal, spiritually.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Any other questions?
Like, I was in this theater back in 2009? And I dropped, I don't remember too much of it. I just remember I had on, like, 3D glasses. And I was remembering, I don't know if I've asked you this question. I've asked so many questions with so many people. If, like, because I dropped something, like I dropped my can and stuff in the theater, like my soda can. I was wondering if like, I had some help, you know, navigating through the theater because I wear glasses and I had double glasses. I was wondering if I had any help navigating through the theater when I had on my 3D glasses.
Yeah, you have intuition, and you're also spiritually guided by loved ones. You're guided through dark rooms, like, I believe that. And I feel like you have insight within yourself that guides you.
Okay.
Gives you guidance. Pay attention to inner voice. It's very powerful sometimes.
Oh. Okay.
And you have good insight.
Oh, thank you. Well, have a good night.
Yeah, you too, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night. Welcome.
All right, let's see. Hi, 559. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Jason. It's Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn.
I'm a little bit nervous. But I my boyfriend and I have been thinking about what's best for us regarding moving. I kind of want to stay here. He wants to move, he wants me to move to where he lives, which is a 3-hour distance from my current residence, or not find a mutual place. And I'm okay with mutual, but I would rather honestly stay where I'm at just because the cost of living is a lot more affordable. Granted, where he's at, it's beautiful weather.
I see you staying where you're at.
Okay. I was hoping I would, just because it's more affordable.
I feel like they're telling you on the inside you want to stay for a reason. And that's something that I'm being told to convey to you. Pay attention to when you have your own doubts. Or they're not negative doubts. It's like when you have an inner voice calling you to do something a certain way. And that's what I'm being told. Like, you're making the right decisions right now. The path you're taking is the right direction.
Okay, that's good to know. Because, you know, there's always like, well, you know, doubt. He lives in a really nice area. But, yeah.
You know what, though? I also feel like you're isolated. Mm-hmm. You know, and you don't want to feel isolated, because I feel like that's something that's very important for you not to feel.
Yeah. Yeah, it probably would. Do you foresee children? Him and I don't have any kids, and we're both.
I see you having children in the future. At least one child is what I pick up. I see you having – you're going to be a mom, so, yeah, I see you having a child.
Well, that's good. That's something that, you know, I've never tried, so I wasn't really sure if I was able to be a mom, so – that's good to know.
Well, I feel like you will. You will within about 2 or 3 years from now.
2 or 3 years from now? Gosh, I'm going to be what? 39, by 42 then? I'm 39. I was hoping it would be sooner, but it's okay.
It's based on what you're doing, as long as too. There's some things coming up. Some stuff's going to keep you pretty busy. I don't know if it's you focusing on you, just getting something done that is getting it out of the way, accomplishing something that you'll be happy with. It's going to be positive. And then I feel like that's going to give you opportunities in the future to eventually find a connection where you're going to have a child.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you. Is there anything else that you were compelled to want to tell me?
I do need to tell you something. Be more empowered with yourself.
Okay.
Be more empowered. Believe in yourself. You got a lot of good stuff coming in your life and happening. And you know, stand on your ground with things, because I think that's going to help you in so many ways. When you set boundaries with people and you don't, you know, if it was like a mutual halfway, you know, you need to be met halfway in relationships, literally and figuratively. So I feel like
you told me that, and with a reading, I had a reading with you through Zoom, and you told me the same thing about boundaries. And I've been very better about that. Yeah. So funny you mention it again. I'm like, okay.
It's just your energy. It's like whatever I get. But I just say that my spirit guides are saying, yeah, you're continuing on the path. You're making the right decisions. And that's going to ultimately lead you to being very empowered and not having to settle. I don't see you settling for anything in the future. You don't need to. You offer a lot to win. You don't need to have to settle for something that you don't know how you would turn out with it. I just see you very strong-willed, and I think you're making the decisions now that are going to lead for happiness for you down the road, and that involves you having a child. It's like a missing.
Oh, awesome.
It's not that you can't medically have a child, by the way. It's just find the right person.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you've had doubts.
Well, I wasn't sure if medically I couldn't. Yeah, medically I was thinking, what if I can't? So I was just like, maybe I'm barren, but I didn't know. I was like, oh.
Well, what if? What if? What if? No.
Mm-hmm. You have okay. Well, thank you. And I enjoy listening to your.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Yeah, I was going to say. You might do some shots or something, fertility shots or something, but you are going to, I feel like that's going to increase your opportunity.
Okay.
Oh, and also pay attention to make sure you're not going to have diabetes during the pregnancy. I forgot what that term's called, but pay attention to your blood sugar levels.
Gestational diabetes.
Pay attention to your just, you know what? You can make some dietary changes now that actually will help you later. So look into some stuff that you would enjoy, because I feel like you're really going to be transformative, kind of like busting out of a cocoon. So that means physical improvements. You're going to feel better about yourself. And you're going to feel empowered. And then when it comes time for you to do all this other stuff, you're going to be there, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. I've been overindulging in sweets, and I know I need to, like, you know,
get to it. I lost 4 of them during COVID, so I'm happy about that. But I got to put off the rest.
At least you lost. Hey,
yeah,
that's good.
I'm heading to a high fever. I've got my preferred way to lose weight. So I'm going to go back into working out now. So
Excited about that.
Yeah. Thank you for doing the podcast. I like to listen to you. I just don't always call in. I hadn't called in a long time, but I was
no worries.
Like, oh.
Hey,
no, I enjoy how thorough you are. You know, your interviews, you really, it shows that you put a lot of effort in when you interview, and, you know, the way you respond, and you show interest. And there are always interest you have.
Amazing
the one that read the recent one. Yeah.
One?
The scalar one was very interesting to me. The scalar energy one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what I love about the show that I don't get to talk about on the air much is when you have one guest, they'll lead you to other guests. And every one of them is amazing. And I just had a pre-call interview with Katie Shinakris. She's an actress that's coming on. And what an amazing person. And every person I talk to through the show, I develop these connections that just last. You know, and it's great. I love it. So thank you for supporting.
To other ones. Well, thank you. Thank you for having your show and for sharing your gift with everybody. Thank you so much.
You know what? It's a mutual. Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good night.
All righty. How you do?
All right. 828. Hi, 828. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jason. This is Stan down in the southern part of Virginia. How you doing?
Hey, Stan. How are you, sir?
Good. I haven't talked to you before. I've been enjoying listening to you talking to some of the folks have called in. That's awesome.
Thanks for your patience. I know you've waited a while, so appreciate it.
No problem. I've done a lot of things. I was driving, came in, took care of the dog. Now I'm sitting down. Shall I start with a question? Because I've got some. Or do you have something you're picking up on first?
I was hard to hear what you said. I'm sorry. Can you just repeat that question?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to know if I should ask a question or if you've already got something coming in you want to speak about. Can you hear me? Okay?
Yeah, I hear you. I can hear you. Yeah. I'll say this. Okay. I think there's somebody on the other side that's coming through to reassure you about something, and they're talking about like letting go of any like somebody in the family has guilt about a death or a crossing over. And I'm being told somebody's coming through to share, let go of the guilt, let go of the pain. So it reflects if it's either you or some other family member that's connected to this, I feel like male energy, there doesn't need to be regret or guilt. There's something that I get healing in nature from that understanding. And I feel like you're going to have like sequence of either dreams that remind you of this person or like, you know, the synchronicity where you're driving on the car and you think of the person and then a song comes on and reminds you of them or the time of day or, you know, the synchronicity things aren't just there for a reason. They're like breadcrumbs spiritually. And so there's somebody in your deceased loved one category who's relaying to me that they're going to be at work reassuring you and comforting you about things and that there's something coming up in the summer that you're going to find has been like long overdue that you'll enjoy. So I don't know if it's a reunion of family members or if it's just you being able to do something you haven't done in a while, but I feel like you're going to get released from it and it's going to heal you and you're going to enjoy it. So it might even be some type of a spiritual experience you encounter, a positive spiritual experience for yourself.
Right. Well, you're talking about it. I mean, I was sort of, when I was driving today, I started thinking of my grandfather and was sort of connecting to my memories of him, Grandpa Jack, who's now living in.
Pardon? I get a nodding of a head from him saying yes.
Oh, okay.
You're connecting him. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm living in his house now.
There's something about baseball, memorabilia, or baseball, the sport. He's talking about baseball. So I don't know if he was a baseball fan or something along those lines.
He might have been, but I feel like he's
watching you?
Yeah, and he's connecting. Oh, yeah, but based on what you just said, he's connecting with a conversation I had with my 7-year-old son.
That's probably what it is. They come through and they observe, and then they bring it up during the reading.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I wanted to, I am a, gosh, I'm in the midst of sort of figuring out, well, having to, my soon to be ex-wife, all right? I've been trying to do things to please her, and it hasn't worked, except I've been taken advantage of, all right? So we're in the getting ready to, I hired a lawyer, we're getting ready to challenge what she's been asking for as custody, visitation, you know, everything. And I seem like she just totally changed to a different person when we split up and went with this guy that she's with.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's something like, listen, everybody's got their issue, right? And I know I'm working to be a better human being, right? But I feel like there's something really wrong with her, something, I don't know what it is, her moral principle, I don't know what it is, but it's not so much that I need to know that that's true or not, it's just that I want to get out of this behavior that I've had, because I realized that she's really manipulated the heck out of me. And my lawyer has helped me to see that.
Triggers you with her actions, and you gotta learn to not let it trigger you.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like she triggers all over the place. If I just show up, you know, it's like being assaulted every time I see her. So anyway, I'm ready to listen to you.
I was gonna say what I was getting about her. You gotta just learn how to manage how you react to her, you know, and you got to realize
right.
that some of the stuff you've gone through with her, it's not going to be repeated in the future. So it's like containment. I feel you have to contain her energy and not let it affect yours. And her
right.
depression, whatever she works through, mental health issues, everybody's got mental health issues in this day and age. So I don't look at it like a stigma. I look at it as like a broken bone. And so if she's
right.
got some mental stuff going on, she's got to work through that, and I feel like this life experience she's going through right now is going to help her get to grips with herself moving forward, so she goes through the pain of now, but it improves her in the future, and I feel like you're going to grow as well, and you're not going to get triggered as much once you realize that she can't trigger you anymore. And what I mean by that is, once you two get separated and you're done, you know, it's thanks, okay, next. Like, I feel like you're going to do that. There's going to be a flipping in your mindset about it. And once you flip in your mind about how you view it or how you approach it, she's not going to trigger you as much anymore, and you're going to move beyond it. I don't see this
right.
past 4 to 6 months from now.
Well, speaking of 4 to 6 months from now, you know, I'm so glad to be out of the marriage. And I feel like I've been just almost like a blank canvas here, but I've got this, I keep getting pointed, you know, I'm interested in so many things, it's ridiculous. I keep getting pointed to this healing modality that I've played with, but now it keeps coming back, like, this is the thing, even though other things I have interest in. So I just wondered if you got any perspective to add while I'm trying to do my best to focus and, among all the things that I'm interested in.
Be eclectic with your approach towards healing modalities. I feel like you could have several different healing modalities that can give you a benefit and help you. And you can work on it with other people too. So I'll be flexible with that. There's two other healing modalities you'll pick up in the future. And I feel like you'll be pretty effective in your life. It's going to be positive for you. It's almost like if you picked up yoga or meditation, or, you know, like, I've learned the power of meditation to the 10th degree through the last 2 years of being alone a lot. And when you become reflective and you learn about these different modalities and quieting the stress in the mind, it's not just giving you mindfulness or giving you centeredness. It's also giving you the opportunity to become deeper and fuller with yourself and connected to the universe and everything else. So these are the things I see going through positively in the future. You're going through a transition right now, but moving forward, it's not going to feel like as much of a life event for you, because I feel like you've already been checked out on the marriage for a while. So moving forward. And I also get like just negativity. I don't know if there's negative talk that's happened in the relationship or if it's just a letdown of expectations, something. I don't see it as something you're going to work through right now. I think you're making the right decision to move forward. You're on your right path. And ultimately, not only are you learning heal modalities, but you're going to feel more grounded and more balanced. So you're going to be more effective in your life. You're just going to enjoy yourself more.
I'm up for that.
For sure.
Okay. Well, I'm not really thinking, you know, like having another woman in my life is not exactly a priority right now.
Okay.
You know, I'm 69 years old, and I've got this incredible, my 7-year-old son is just, he's a miracle.
Wow.
I have an older son, two older sons, one's 44, and I feel that I just wonder if there's, is that my destiny to, that's it? I mean, is this life about, not about having a beautiful relationship with a woman that, where we just really connect? I mean, you know, is that there or?
I think
way
it's
a little
that. You allow it to limit yourself. I don't think you should limit yourself based on the page of your book that you're in. 69 years old, doesn't matter. Are you 69
yeah.
or 59? I
69,
I,
but I feel like
right.
49 or 39.
Yeah,
or you know,
so guess what? You're on page 69 of your book. I try to tell my mom this every day, 75, and I try to say, think like you're on page 75 of your book. Like, it doesn't have to limit how old you feel in your life. And, you know,
yeah.
How many billions of us are there on this planet that are human beings who naturally want to be with someone in our lives? And a lot of us will stomach being single because you got to find the right person in your life before you settle.
Oh,
I never appreciate settling. So for you, I see you having the opportunity, as long as you allow yourself to, meet new people. But you're gonna, you know, you still have to go through processes when you try to do that. But I think you could do that. And I know you can do that. It's just you limiting, you know, don't limit yourself. I see you meeting somebody, having an opportunity to really have a good experience for yourself. So the answer is no, this isn't the limiting of your life if you don't want it to be. I prefer, when I go someday, I want to go, like, living a full, busy life. Even
yeah.
at a later
well,
age. I don't think I'll ever
retire. I don't want to be, you know, like so many people, old folks. Even some of my ancestors I got to see go where I didn't have any responsibility for how they went. You know, going out with a bang, you know, is the way to go. So
that's how I'm
going to
do it. I'm doing that now. Yeah. I had cancer a few years ago, and ever since I had cancer, there's nothing at this point that I'm going to limit my life. If I want to do something, make a career change or end a relationship
yeah.
that's toxic or, you know, let go of friends that don't serve your best, highest purpose, and grow through those processes,
yeah.
that's what I've gone
right.
through, you know? I definitely think for you, you're going to see, like, the changes are coming up. Sometimes they can seem scary or isolating, but they're not meant to be that way. And I don't think you're meant to be alone. You're meant to have companionship in your life.
Yeah. But, you know, I – see, part of the deal, it's been a challenge, and I have been questioning it and getting the same answer every time, is I decided to – leave the town that my wife was in with her new boyfriend and come to our family farm, which has been in our family for 5 generations, which is a 5-hour drive from where she lives. And it takes an effort on my part to see my son, because I drive there to see him and come bring him back here and all that stuff. And put miles and miles on my car. But, you know, it's when I'm here, I have peace. It's where I'm meant to be. And my son just thinks it's awesome as we're trying to restore our farm and
blessings.
And
I get the word blessings when you talk about your son. Blessing.
Yeah.
He's 7?
I got 2. Yeah, see, I spent my summers here on the farm. my grandfather put us to work, but I didn't see it as work. You know, I was a suburb kid. My mom was a teacher, but she wanted us out of the house in the summertime. So we went to a farm for the summer, and we were working in the fields and milking cows and working on tobacco and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm living there now. And I don't want my son to feel that what it feels like to be on the land that our ancestors have been in since 1869. So I have these doubts that come in occasionally, but it just I keep getting the answer, no, this is where I'm meant to be.
You're meant to be where you are. And I feel like your youngest son is 7, you said?
Yeah.
As he gets older, he's going to have athletic ability or do something positive, and he'll be around for that. So,
yeah, he's really an amazing child. He's can hang in there with adults with really good questions, and he's a natural athlete.
Very bright,
and,
very, bright just, very talented, balanced. He's going to have some opportunities in school and college and beyond.
He's beautiful. Anyway, you know, Jason, it's been a real pleasure. I wasn't aware of you until tonight. So are you is a Friday night thing you do? Or,
no, I do this when I'm sitting on my couch and I'm like, all right, I just got through COVID. What is it before COVID? In mid-January, I was like, let me do one of my Socialize with Jason Zook episodes. And so it's just talk to members of the audience. And I try to do it every now and then. It just depends on my other stuff. But I'm going into podcasting more full-time now. So I have that new show coming up next month, and we're going to be really launching things. I'm just super excited. And working with you and talking to you today, for example, it gives me positivity, you know, because I look at it as just opportunities to work with other people, and that's what this is, you know. It's fun for me because I'm talking to different people.
I'm really enjoying this, and I enjoy listening to you talk to the other folks too. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for supporting the show, and thanks for finding us. Have a good night.
Hey, pal. Well. Good night. Bye.
Okay. We have 347. Hi, 347.
Hi,
welcome to the show.
Hi, Jason. Thank you for taking my call. This is Tamika.
Hi, Tamika. How are you?
Good. I wanted to know from New York.
Oh, okay.
Long Island.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. What's your question?
First, I wanted to know, I have a second interview coming up this Wednesday on the 2nd for a possible online job. So I just wanted to know what you saw with that, because right now I'm kind of like floating around. I'm still looking.
Yeah, I feel like you have another stage after the second stage, and you'll move on to the third stage. So
yeah,
I feel like you have a really good shot at getting the opportunity. And just be patient with the process. Sometimes it moves a little slower than you'd want it to.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you have a good shot at it. Sometimes it's hard to predict jobs because of free will and other variables at work, but I think you have – there's like two people they're considering for this or something. I guess they wind it down to two, and you have very strong consideration. I think there's three people that are making a decision.
Do you see this being a good job? Like, will it take me places and out of my situation, or I'm not going to?
I'm
going to
say this. I see you in another job no matter what. So either it's this opportunity or something else is coming along parallel to this at some point in the future. I just don't get this decision on this job coming right away. I just feel like there's a delay in it. Like when I applied for a government job many years ago and it took like several whatevers, you know. It's just be patient because you're going to be fine. And I see you in a new position. So it's either this job or another one very closely aligned to your time frames.
Springtime is when I'll be working again, period?
I get you in a new opportunity in the spring.
Oh. I am dying to, like, move and just go on with my life from where I'm at. Like, change needs to happen. Do you see
everybody
any of that?
Everybody is going through that, right? I feel like you can wake up in the morning. I think everyone could probably agree with you. Let's do something different.
Yeah.
You're making the right decisions for yourself, and there's no doubt in that. And you're just going to go through like a little more of the frustrations you've gone through. It's going to continue a little bit more, not many more weeks. I get like a week or two. You get frustrated, and then after that, it gets better.
Do you see like a move for me?
That's towards the spring, I feel like. I feel like there's things aligning for that.
Okay. see me with like children ever, like having children or like getting married and having children or even getting married? Like,
yes, I see. Yes. What's your age right now?
I am 43.
You're 43. I see you meeting somebody who probably has a child, and I feel like you're going to have either your option of having your own to add. I feel like that's within the next 2 to 3 years. I get a 2 to 3 feeling in your energy, but that could be sooner if you decide to make more of a conscious effort about it. There's something about you being open to trying different things to meet people or be acquainted with people, and I feel like there's something you're going to be come across. I don't know if it's a store that you go to and then you meet somebody who's – there's somebody you introduce to. That's what I get.
Yeah, because I've been kind of closed off from the world, but I do want to have children and get married. That was something I always wanted.
44 is a good age.
Now,
44 is a good age for you. I'm looking at your age 43 on a piece of paper on my notepad right here, right? And sometimes spiritual energy will tell me something else. And I had an image of 44 being like 3 sevens on a slot machine. 44 is a good year for you to make these changes, to potentially try to have a child, even, you know, whatever, or something. You're going to be doing something at 44. So that's next year. So between now and next year, you're going to meet somebody else.
Okay. That's good.
And this person's going to be outspoken but gentle in their mannerisms. So in other words, if he gets upset, you'll, like, know when they get upset because they'll, like, not yell at you, but they're just their mannerisms will show that they're frustrated.
Yeah.
And there's something about when you argue with each other, you got to have a timeout, like respect each other's time frame. So if he's a person that likes to have a break for 24 hours and then you talk about the issue, you can't just go, boom, I want to talk about it now. Like, you got to be able to understand that people process things at different intervals. That's something else I'm being told to.
Oh, okay.
The more active you are now with taking these steps to put yourself out there, you know, introduce. I see you swiping. I don't know if you do online anything. Site or something coming up. You're gonna get introduced to different people, and I feel you're eventually gonna meet somebody you're happy with. And I feel like it's gonna be more when you're 44.
Wow, because I don't know, mentally and emotionally, I'm not, like, in a great place right now. Like, I feel like my family is looking at me like, what are you doing? Like, mad at me or something. And, like, I just isolate and stay to myself from everybody.
What would make you feel better? What would make you – I understand what you're talking about. I went through that, too, and it sucks. Like, going through depression and anxiety with this stuff.
Yeah.
It's like you have your good days, and then you have your not-so-good days. And I've just learned, since I control my workflow, I work around my gate, you know, my good days and my not so good days. But I understand what you're talking about. I think it's probably because of things have been so static, you know, stationary, and, you know, you can't put the TV on for 10 minutes to get depressed. So it's like, there's not.
Yeah,
like,
I'll be around.
I'll tell you, this is crazy to think this way, but when I was not afraid of getting COVID because I had cancer before, but when I finally had COVID, not meaning finally I had it, but it was like, oh, okay, this sucks. I have high fever and I'm laid up for a week, 10 days, but it wasn't like my diverticulitis when I used to have to go to the hospital with excruciating pain. So I could deal with 100 rationalizing having the virus is my point. And I'm like, why am I rationalizing being sick right now? This is ridiculous. Like, we all go through our own mental exercises right now. And I understand that. So everything you're describing to me, it resonates. I understand what you're talking about. You're going to get past these struggles. Trust me. You've gotten pretty good at managing it, and you're going to get better going forward. So that to me reflects that you're going to be pretty mindful, and you're gonna put to rest a lot of the anxieties and worries of the past.
It's hard. I feel like the only way for it to go is for me to get out of here, to get like a healthy boundary between me and where I'm living now, like with my family, and then
that.
I'll start to be okay. But like I've been trying to find
you're
a way to do
out.
That. For like the past
you're
couple
escaping.
Of years, and it's like
you're escaping your current environment in the future, meaning you'll be out of there, you're not staying there full term.
Okay, all right, well, I hope so.
You know what? There's moments where you have like this doubt, and you got to remind yourself this, because I deal with this too. Anytime you move earlier, what if? What if that happens? What if that happens, right? We all go through it. So I've learned to try to either go for a walk when I deal with what if thoughts, or I will like try to do something that makes me laugh, you know, do a podcast episode or have a reading or get on the phone with a friend. Whatever you have to do, do it now. Like, and if you have what if thoughts, dispel them, because most of the time it never happens. And I've seen that over the last 5 years of my life, you know, going through as many life transitions I went through, those what if thoughts kind of went away. I don't learn to live with what if anymore, because I know most of the what ifs or whatever it is that I'm worried about, worrying is not going to help me. Worry could be constructive, I guess, if you use it the right way. But in most of the cases people calling in today, a lot of the times they feel relief from talking to me, because most of the time they're worrying about something that I feel like I can see isn't going to burden you or burden them. And I can see that here. Like, I see you getting out and changing up your work environment, your life environment. And then I also see you not feeling as like you have to go close the door and lock yourself in your room, because you're going to have.
Yeah, that is what I do. That's so funny you picked
that. I know.
That.
I'm not going to freak you out, but when I'm reading your energy, I have an image of you like sneaking inside. And it,
that's me.
Locking the door and closing the door and putting a TV on to close the noise out and kind of sitting there like you're captive.
That's how I live.
I feel it in your energy. But guess what? This is just a transition. Just from now on, anytime you have to do that little escape, where you walk in and sneak in, because I used to do it when I lived with my family, just realize it's just temporary. And if you can get mindset, you're not going to be as burdened as you've been, and you'll start feeling better too.
Oh, my God. Like, do you see, like, where I'll move to, if I'll move to anywhere? Because, like, I've been living this way for so long, and...
You want to go somewhere else, and I see you going somewhere else. It's a different direction than where you are right now, so it's outside of your region, outside of your area right now where you are. You're going to have a good distance. Driving distance from where you live. At least
I was gonna have a car.
Well, you're gonna be at least 30 minutes away.
Okay. That sounds good to me.
You're gonna meet new people, and it's gonna be a new life.
I thought moving to like Seattle or Florida, like someplace far that I've never been before. I don't even know if that's where my destiny is. You know, like, but just. I just need different, whatever that means.
I see it at least more than 60 miles from where you currently live. So,
okay.
It's like a new beginning for you. You get to define who you are, not anyone else define you.
That's what I was hoping this job would take me away, like do something like that.
You deal with like a tense neck sometimes from stress?
Oh, yeah.
Because as I'm tuning into your energy, I feel neck pain. So I can tell you that I can tell you got to de-stress yourself. You got to, like, you know, breathing exercises or listen to music, run around the room and feel silly. It doesn't matter. Whatever you have to do to let out some pressure, I'm telling you, you need to do that, because your neck muscles are tensed up. I can feel that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
When you see commercials on TV and they're making fun of our living conditions right now, you know, you see these commercials like the bedroom's also the Zen room and it's also the panic room all at the same time. Like, I got to laugh about that. But then it's also real life. Like, we're all on top of each other, a lot of families at least. I have to live alone, but I know a lot of people don't have that benefit. And I'm telling you, you will have life changes coming up that will be very positive for you. 60 miles.
Okay.
Let me know if I'm right. Tell me what the mileage looks like once you move. I just feel like it's going to take you at least 60 miles away.
Oh, my God. I'll definitely let you know if and when that happens. I'll be so happy. So I definitely will let you know.
You're going to change it up to when it happens. It's just manifestation. It speeds it up.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I'll keep listening. Thank you.
Happy Friday.
Thanks, you too.
I think we reached everybody. And that was awesome. Let me see 559 real quick. Hi, 559. Have I had you on the show yet?
Oh, no. I was just listening to you. To the callers. Yeah, we already spoke.
Thank you. All right, we're all done, guys. I want to thank everyone who called in today. And I hadn't been given readings for a while because I was sick, but being able to actually do it tonight for the show is a lot of fun. For me, it's a good outlet. I really like connecting with members of the audience. And you get common themes when you give readings to people. I'll just say this. Like, a lot of the callers tonight had insecurities about job stress, relationship stress, doubt, and you could see those common themes. And I think one of the things I relay back over and over is that a lot of stuff that burdens us, and trust me, I deal with my fair share of insecurities like everybody else. Doesn't matter who you are. We all have those inner child type stuff that we deal with. And it's just, what steps can you take to get through the day, you know? Is it rationalizing with yourself and knowing that whatever it is that's burdening you, if it's a bad relationship, for example, well, can that relationship improve? And if it can't, what do you need to do to address it in your own life, you know? It's hard. Breakups are hard. They're not easy, but they happen. Experience. And anyone dealing with stress, the living experience or, you know, like where you're living or your job, just know that most of the time things have a way of working themselves out over time. But if you want to change yourself or change a situation, then make some decisions. Analyze in your mind, what do you want to do? Make a decision, stick with that decision, and adjust your life. And you might find some growth there. But I want to thank everybody for calling in. Thank you so much. This is a longer than usual episode, but it was needed, and I enjoyed it just as much. Stay tuned. Check out our new show, Psychic Visions, which will be out soon. If you haven't followed us yet on Instagram, check out Psychic Visions Podcast with the at sign. That's our handle, and it's brought to you by Electrocast Media. Very excited about that opportunity and everything else that's happening, and can't wait to have Megan on the show at some point. And thank you so much. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Social Psychic Radio Show. Don't forget to join us for another episode next time. If you enjoyed the show, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes. You can also check us out on Facebook, and don't forget to visit the Social Psychic YouTube channel. Until next time, it's a big world out there. Keep an open mind, embrace your paradigms, and know that the universe is always yours to explore. Are you looking for that perfect gift to express your appreciation for your loved one or bestie? Well, look no further. Royal Susie offers one-of-a-kind designs with genuine high-quality crystals, stones, and the most precious of metals that are guaranteed to satisfy the urges of your inner king or queen. Each piece is handcrafted with love and is sure to inspire and captivate all. Indulge yourself by visiting Royal Susie's website at www.royalsusie.com for splendid items like agate bookends, impressively crystal-studded bottle stoppers, and beautifully handcrafted nightlights that will charm every room in your home. Royal Susie's featured collections will truly delight your guests and always make them feel welcome. Any questions? Contact Royal Susie directly by email at royalsusiedesigns@yahoo.com.
With the Baker's Plus card, it's easy to get lower than low prices for the win. Earn fuel points on every purchase and save up to $1 a gallon at the pump. The Baker's Plus card. All you do is win. Big, big savings. Sign up now at bakersplus.com and start saving. Baker's. Fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your favorites with the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Simply buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with your card. Baker's. Fresh for everyone.
Hey there, I'm DC. I host the Rock Podcast, Back to the Arena, The Interviews. It's about a 30-minute podcast where I talk one-on-one with a band who has released new music. You can find us on all the best podcast sites like Spotify, Apple, Google, iHeartRadio, and more. If you're a rock fan like me, subscribe today to Back to the Arena, The Interviews.
Electricast. Hey guys, it's Miriam Love here, and I want to share something very special with you. Check out my new release, All In, The Spanish Remixes, out now on Electric House Records. And always remember, be love, share love, all love.
Available now wherever you listen to music.